Now, I don't understand the logic of this, but all along the main drag there, for an 8-block section, along either side of the road, I saw abortion protesters.
Around a fire rescue thing.
Around a fire rescue thing.
Same. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
from 56th to 64th.
No. Why were they there?
You see the safety fair there, and you know it's a tribute to people who save lives. So therefore, they have to put in their two bits worth
because they're saving lives too. And their little fucking twisted.
I'm so glad. When was this Saturday?
This was Saturday.
I'm so glad I was out getting drunk.
They're out today.
Getting
these
shot.
Are the same people that are co-opting like Remembrance Day and shit.
Wait, where are they?
Wait, they're co-branding.
Maybe they were protesting Future Shock because that really is an abortion.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
It really is. Yeah. I'd like to steal something from Bill Hicks here. Blatant theft. Thank you. I'm rather divided on the whole abortion issue. You know, some people think that the abortion. You know, abortion processors
right.
are sick fucks, you know, and that they're just sick fucks, that's it. And other people say that they're cosmically stupid. and there's a big problem there. There's a divide, you know.
Yeah, we got to bring these people together.
I think we should all come together and just understand that they're cosmically stupid, sick fucks. Under one banner, people. You know, what are these guys? They're pro-life. What, are they going to link arms outside a cemetery? How fucking committed are you to this? He's dead. He got hit by a bus.
There are options.
Fuck you.
What really gets me is they go along. Well, first of all, they tie into the fact that, you know, they're saving lives just like EMS, just like fire rescue. Just
bullshit!
Hang on. Now you take...
They
okay,
think they're saving
now,
lives.
Let's take their logic. Oh, we're saving lives. That's great. Okay, you're telling people to go out there and, you know, don't kill your child? Okay, now let's look at it this way. Counter perspective. Okay, we now have a mom who now doesn't believe in abortion, who now has 5 kids. But because she has 5 kids, she can't properly clothe them or feed them. Will you, yep. your group, who told her not to do the fucking abortion because she couldn't afford
help
it,
her.
Are you
at
willing
all.
To support her and help her feed yeah. the child,
don't do
clothe
it.
The child,
but
go to school, and become
fault.
A productive person in quote-unquote society? No, you're never there. You're just there taking your fucking tithes.
Oh, yeah.
Rodents are it. Point, counterpoint. Point. Abortion's bad. Counterpoint. But killing doctors is good?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. I had to walk by that. I had to walk through that for, like, about 3 blocks yesterday.
Yeah,
now,
enjoy.
Okay, one thing that I found was interesting, that approximately half the protest was for too young to know what sex is.
Oh, yeah. When I was passing by today,
oh,
it's
no,
all
they
like,
know what sex is. They know what's
it's
bad.
A, it's a modern-day child crusade.
They know what's bad.
Anyways, so walking by, and there's all these people with, like, families, like little babies holding up signs saying, abortion kills children. Aw, isn't that cute? You're exploiting your babies. Isn't that charming?
Yeah, isn't that nice?
And people are driving by and, like, throwing at me, like, hurling at me, you know, screaming obscenities at them. What did that man say, Daddy? I don't know. Steve.
I called you a slut, honey, because he's going to hell.
Hi, on Ram Radio. Who's this?
This is Drexel.
Hey, Drexel.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing? What's up?
Turn my radio down, or...
I think you got to better turn your radio down. You're getting confused.
Wow, there's an option.
You going to pipe in on the abortion?
Yes.
Are you going to argue this point?
I drove by the Surrey... is that where it was? Was that Surrey Memorial?
All over.
Oh, it was all of creation. It was a unified strike.
Surrey Memorial. And they were all the way up the street with their little signs, you know, Jesus saves and abortion kills, you know, blah, blah, blah.
That's
well,
it.
I actually called you, Sim, and I was going to see if we could get, say, 3 or 4 people down there with their own size.
Oh, yeah, we got some plans going on here.
This is what Shovel 1 will be for.
My idea was we could find one of these and put ourselves in there with our own signs and take a few pictures.
Oh.
And see how long it took them to realize that it said, you know, whatever.
Rantradio.com.
Oh, you know, whatever.
Abortion kills children with smiley faces on it.
Lose some weight. Kill your baby.
Yeah. At the time, but I can't think of them right now.
That's okay.
Last time I had to deal with these people, I'm trying
Well, you know, there's lots of things to say about that. Honest, I've gotten a million of them to say.
Okay, say what the hell then.
All right. Oh, my God, I'm being hung up on. What the hell?
The justice. Tell me one thing before you go there, Drex.
What's that?
Would you actually argue for 500 years with those assholes?
I was was going to call you that, too.
Was I right? Were you saying, motherfucker, I would argue for 500 years?
What I was saying, actually, was, I heard that.
Excellent. We'll talk to you later, bud.
Bye.
What the hell?
What the hell?
Last time I had a deal with these fuckers, this was like 2 years ago, I'm trying to cross the street. And they're like,
and they
like,
said, no!
No, there's like, they're
standing.
Kill
your baby!
Don't do it, Dak!
I'm standing, I'm trying to cross the street, and they're like, I'm like, can I please get through, you fucking people? And they're like, you know, you shouldn't have that attitude. We're just trying to save lives. And I'm like, look, save your own lives. Get the fuck out of my way.
You've mistaken me for someone who won't light you on fire. Hi there, my name's Desmond. And this is my flamethrower.
There is some scary shit out there. Like, one of the things I had to do, look up with my with a privacy project I had to do for class a few months back was, yep. apparently, like, they do crazy shit. There's, like, Every Woman's Health Center is a place in Vancouver area, which is an abortion clinic. It also provides other health services, incidentally, but most people...
No, it's evil. That's all it does.
It's an abortion clinic.
Let me step in when you're done.
And there was this one guy who was... He had taken down... Like, he's like a well-known wingnut, and...
well-known fucking psychopath.
And he had taken down the license plate numbers of every car that was parked around the clinic on a certain day. And he wanted... No, this is a different story.
No, I know what you're talking
about. Different story. And he was going to ICBC and saying that he had a legal right to know the names and addresses of everybody who was parked around that place.
Does he?
And he actually had the nerve to like make implicit threats to the privacy commissioner over this.
If we can
smart.
That dating scenario a lot easier about 5-10 years ago.
One day, I will sit there and pray to whatever gods, Wiccan gods, Cthulhu gods, whatever. But one day, there will come a day. And that day will be when an abortion doctor is walking into his office, you know, and he's got his bodyguards, and he gets inside the office, and he thinks he's cool. Okay? And he's in his office, and he's walking around, and he's just doing about his business. He goes out, he's going to go out back and have a smoke, because he always, you know, goes out back and has a smoke. He goes outside there, and there's a guy there. And the guy hits him with a pipe, and he falls down, and he starts to beat him, but he's worried he's going to be seen. So the cowardly fucker kicks him a couple times and begins to run, but fails to notice the sun glinting off a strange black box, which is looking down fixed to a phone pole. And he will get to the end of the alley, and then he will turn. And then when he turns the alley, he will see a large, large person with a hand very much like Meat Hook's. And he will be waiting for him there. And then everything will go black for that poor, unfortunate motherfucker. And the doctor will never really know what exactly happened. But some Ronin somewhere has got a little pair of hands tied to his belt. Okay? Because I swear to God, if I ever caught one of these guys who, like, I'd love to just hang out in front of the abortion clinic, you know? Just hang out there. Take, like, a bunch of your big friends, go down there, sit with your cult jackets on and fucking lawn chairs right in front of the doorway. And they sit there and they come outside and say, you guys can't come. Oh, we're not protesters. You're not. No, we're on your side. Actually, we're eating our lunch. Yeah, that's what we're doing here. Why don't you give us a day? Give us 5 hours. You have any problems? You can come out and tell us to leave, but give us 5 hours. And they'll say, okay, this is really weird. And then the first protester comes up and links arms. We just go back and forth. Excuse me, you're in my way. Excuse me, you're in my way. What are you guys? We're really bad, and we're angry. And we're also protecting freedom of choice, and if you don't get the fuck out of my way, I'm going to break both your arms. Okay? Thank you. Oh, physical contact, that constitutes force. Buck, smack, done. You know what's neat? When I make a certain hand gesture...
No punches or kicks were thrown at any time.
When I make a certain hand gesture, the sniper knows that means I want him to shoot you. Watch this. See that can over there? Wobble, wobble, ping! Isn't that neat? That's fucking cool, huh? Hey, your foot's on fire! Bang! Ah! That sucks a lot! Hey, your car tire popped! Oh! That's a neat fucking trick, eh? The fuck off my lawn, you cocksucker.
I'd like someone, if anyone, can I ask your cult members to do me a favor?
What's that? No, you can ask me and I'll see whether or not it's a go.
Okay, I'd like them to have a long talk with the various pro-choice, or pro-life action groups down in the States and explain to them to stop sending hate mail to Planned Parenthood in Canada. In the States, Planned Parenthood has something to do with abortion. In Canada, it has absolutely nothing to do
With abortion,
but it has the same name as the one in America.
And so they're sending hate
mail. So the morons that you have down there across the border are sending notes and death threats and, like, up here to Canada.
They're like, what the hell?
You're providing condoms, damn you!
We're going to come up and blow up your igloo.
I have a question.
Wow.
Is Planned Parenthood here? Are these the pro-lifers?
No, Planned Parenthood in Canada is just for, like, helping, you know, really poor families.
Oh, I see,
get
but they're
food.
sending death threats.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't help you there because cult members don't talk to pro-life people.
Okay.
Unless they're saying, fuck you, get out of my way.
Yeah, unless it's, excuse me, you're in my way. Excuse me, you're in my way. Excuse me, you're in my way.
Maybe somebody would like to get on the net and just send a note to one of their webpage explaining.
Oh, no, because then you're an agent. No. They won't believe you.
Just explaining it to them that basically in Canada we have nothing to do with that. You fucking morons!
Yeah. You know, there was a time on a rant radio show, on the What the Hell show, where I could just run off at the mouth, you know? Where I could say to do things and light things on fire and blow shit up and set people on fire and kill people and shit.
Those are the good old days.
Back when there was more people in the studio than there were listening. But I think we have like 90 people in the IRC right now, and we have like 1,000 people probably listening. So I can't really say, you know, hey, someone should go spike somebody in the head. Hey, excuse me, you've got a mic pick in
your
head.
Go spike somebody in the head.
No, I can't do that.
Don't do that.
We can't do that.
Can't
and unfortunately,
that.
As much as I hate these pro-life fuckers, they have every right to be out there on the road carrying their signs. They got every right to do it, and I, as much as it fucking just,
oh no, I agree
God,
with you.
Double standards, fuck, oh I, God, you
because you wouldn't want to be prevented from
because,
being in
no,
the
no,
with
I,
your
no, I do agree yeah. allowing them to fucking protest.
Oh
I,
yeah, they've got to be able to do it. It's just a minute, and they're even should be allowed to stand in front of the clinic and yell and scream.
But the minute they stop
the
someone?
The minute they touch somebody, that's one of you primates, so much as touches me. This is my boomstick. Okay?
It's like, on.
It's fucking on. And that's what you do. Some woman's coming down the block. You go, don't worry. I'm here to help you. Take my hand. We're going to walk inside that building. And no one's going to touch you. Do you understand me? And you just have this little pathway, this little cult pathway that's walking along. And the first
follow the K's on the ground.
You're killing your baby. Smash! You knock that guy's fucking teeth right out the back of his head. Boom! Oh, thud! The next protester's going to think about it.
Whoa.
What are you? I'm angry.
They've got a bag.
See this thing on the arm? You know what that means? It means free choice. Fuck you! That's what the K means. Suck it, bitch. This chick's going inside. Problems? Got a hand sign.
Learning fucking sign language.
I'm here to tell you, it's just bullshit, man. I can't sit there and flex anymore. I can't sit there and go, yeah, we should fucking do that. But I tell you, you got to let these guys have their say. As much as it pisses me off, we gotta let them have their say.
No, I have no problem letting them have their say.
Same with the white Aryan resistance guys. You know how tempted I am to create, like, fucking Project 6 million Jew payback? And we just go and shut down porn sites? Or shut down fucking Aryan resistance? Like, white Aryan sites?
That's what got a pissed about Poland.
Yeah.
It's a good thing they're out there with their signs. We know who they are.
Yeah. That's when you want to. That'd be an awesome thing to do. Next time you see those fuckers out there with
go
their
on
signs,
the street, start writing things
with
down.
A photo and start taking pictures of them
and writing
say,
things down.
I know that you're an activist who's responsible for killing doctors.
Oh.
Take pictures of their kids.
They'll
love that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I'm
going
to follow you,
man.
Home, and I'm going to make note of where you live.
No. No,
yeah,
why
you
fucking
being
not?
Counted,
no, wait a second.
Accountable for anything that happens.
No, no. I want to know, would it be illegal for us to actually take photos of all these people?
What's they're that? In a public place. They're making
a public
protest place? In a public place.
Following them home is bad. That's why we have webcams.
Then you have a lovely
daughter. But taking a photo of
no,
these people.
No, that's threat.
Taking,
no, it's not.
Taking photos is actually perfectly legal. Unfortunately, the corollary is that they can also legally take photos of women entering abortion clinics and distribute them as they please.
Hmm.
You know, that's the sort of negative corollary.
I'm fucking sorry, man. I swear to God, like, there should be, like, some kind of a pathway organization, like the railroad. You know, you just take my
railroad.
Hand. We're gonna walk down this street. You got, you know, you'll, eventually when there's like 1,000 cult members in a city, we got like 500 Ronin.
Project Underground Railroad.
You know, whenever you want to go kick the living fuck out of someone who desperately deserves it, you sign up. And for that one day, you sit there with all your friends. You're drinking a few beers out there, or no, you can't drink, but you're drinking a few peppers. You know, and you're like, yeah, okay, hey, we got another winner, right on.
No, Sean, you do something like that, you know, you won't be able to get my name off a list.
Oh, I realize that. You'd be a special guest star.
You'd have to do the printing with my name already, like on all the prints.
Yeah.
My name would be on the top there.
Yeah.
You know what's really sad about
about that whole thing is that probably most of the women that are going into those clinics are not going in there for abortion. They're going in there for health reasons.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they don't say, I'm not going in for an abortion, because they really don't want to tell you, you know, they have some sort of infection or something.
Tim and I were looking at a site. I've had a yeast infection for the last 19 days. I want to have it taken care of.
Thank
you. I'm going in here, and now I have to fucking deal with these morons?
Yeah, not only that, there is a page I've seen. You go around the web, you can find these anti-abortion textbooks that
they're
get you...
They're brutal.
They are fucking brutal, like things you write on the sidewalks, like, Mommy, don't kill me. Things like this is what they write, and they put pictures up and shit. But the neat thing is, they have these totally warlike measures where they stop sewage systems, they teach you how to break...
Glue locks,
do all this kind of stuff. What I think is neat, is you wait till there's an abortion center in your area, right? Because you know they're going to use these tactics. Now, you can't sit there... Now, this isn't telling you what to do. I'm just saying, would this be neat?
Just supposing.
If you were to go and read their literature, okay, so you know the tactics they're going to take, where they're going to go into a sewer line, and they go down into the sewer line, they walk along, and they're going to find that pipe. Wouldn't it be amazing? They're sitting there, they're walking along, and they got the flashlight up, and they're plugging up that pipe there, and they look over, and in the sewer there's a call member who says, "Hi there! I was just in the area. Seems you're plugging up the pipe here. This is my pipe. I'm going to beat the shit out of you now."
First of all, pardon me, but do you work for the city?
Excuse me, I'm looking for my dog. Have you seen my dog?
Sean?
This is my hand sign. Fuck.
Sean, guess what's right here in Langley?
What's that?
Do you know there's one of those
anti-abortion... We know where it is.
I know exactly where that anti-abortion shop is.
We know where it is.
And I've sat outside and I've... Oh, yeah. They have all the literature, all the bumper stickers, everything. Okay, they're like the hardcore bigots. And they're the book-burning, psycho-foaming-at-the-mouth Christians. Yeah. Actually, they're nuts. They're not really Christians. Yeah. And I've sat outside. You can see me. They should get video footage of me standing outside, grabbing the door, and then walking away, and then thinking about it, and going, "No, those are my fucking bananas." And I want to get back in there,
picking up a rock.
And I'm like, "Oh, I fucking hate you! Oh God, I hate you people! Oh, fuck!" And like the cops are, "Mr. Kennedy, how you doing? Another identity crisis. I really hate these fucking guys. I know your pain. I know you want to go grab a coffee, should you? I can do this, you know. I gotta take you to jail if you do this. I mean, come on, we did this yesterday, man. Oh, really? Come on, these fucking guys. I got a pepper here. Okay.
Okay.
You know? And that's pretty much where it is, you know, where you, they, oh, the fucking trail of Dr. Pepper.